Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. It's sad to say, but violence is much in the news these days, particularly gun violence. After each incident, there seem to be two common reactions. One is the call for thoughts and prayers for victims and their families. Some people criticize this response. They may agree with the sentiment, but they say thoughts and prayers don't accomplish anything. The second response is then a call for some effective action to stop the violence. But this too is met with opposition. While millions of people here in the U.S. say the number and type of guns in the country must be brought under control, other millions say the Constitution guarantees their right to bear arms. It sometimes seems that no acceptable societal and political solution can be found. Despite what some people think about the effectiveness of thoughts and prayers, looking through the Bible suggests that there are solutions to problems that seem unsolvable. For instance, when a foreign power attacked and besieged a city with few defenses, the Bible says, "A poor wise man, by his wisdom, delivered the city." Details aren't provided, but given the limited resources, it seems logical that the solution depended more on wisdom than on conventional weaponry. There's no reason to think such wisdom isn't available now. You just have to know how to get it. That's what we'll look at on Morning Prayer this week. May we all find, as the psalmist says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen.